Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Right. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you are in the land and wherever you find yourself in your spirit. I pray that you are, trusting your spirit in the hands of the Creator, the Creator of heaven and earth, and that you are not falling in love with the creation, but the Creator. Amen. Let's get this thing started. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. Good evening, sir. Can you open up with prayer, please? Uh-oh. Connection. Well, let us pray. Most gracious and humble Father, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, the way, the truth, and the life. We come with our hearts humbly open to you, Lord God, as we're led of the Holy Spirit to give you all honor, glory, and praise. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to see yet another day, Father God. Thank you for your many blessings bestowed upon us and our families. Lord God, we ask that you stand guard over us tonight, right now, Lord God, as we be used by you, Father God, to be your vessel, your servant, Lord God, to do your work. Father God, we come here tonight to break chains, Father God. Pray that something will be said that will open up the hearts and minds of your people, Lord God, that we will come closer and closer to you to bring unity and empowerment to your people, Lord God. Father God, stand guard over us now. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody suit up. Put on your full armor. God, it's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. Hope you're ready. I'm going to do a double intro tonight, man. This is how I feel. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. Let's go get them.
They thought they was gonna kill me with all their hate. Let them horns blow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this. It's God's plan, and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
4, 2, 1, 6, 5.
The heat out on your boy and they left me for dead. Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior said. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live, I'ma live. I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right, stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I weren't you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But this power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Head to the sky, my war goes on. To die before too long. Put me on my shield and carry me home.
I'm ready,
I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready for war.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just
know what
like
you
that,
heard,
you understand?
God.
Season, season.
mean, yeah, cause see, faith working by love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he's saying me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace,
yeah.
God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me, and it's going down like lights, camera, action. But this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls we done built, time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving for better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here. Just follow me and I'm phone boy. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's an evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone.
Fear,
but still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the case wrong, but I know the advocate who's there to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel, but a time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan.
Let's go.
So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is.
Yeah.
Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth.
I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving up over the horizon, cause it's my season. See it clear, there's no fear, now I'm here, and I got the heart of a lion, so give me rough, it ain't no stopping me, I'ma fulfill this prophecy, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, ain't no stopping me.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
I don't know what you heard, but God got me. Hey, welcome back to the show. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Breaking Chains is on. Listen, man, we just thank you for turning us on. God bless you wherever you are. I thank you for listening. Talking to Pastor Melvin earlier today, and one thing that we were talking about, one thing I told him on the telephone, is he said, Pastor, you know, I'm about to get off this phone. I'm about to get crunk on this phone. And I told him, you know, it's the thing, because we stay crunk. We ain't got to be behind these microphones wherever we are. We always turn up for the Lord. And the thing about it is that Pastor Jackson and I was talking, and he brought a topic for tonight. And it's a topic that has crossed his spirit, and it's something because we've had some parts of this topic before, and as I prayed over this topic and sat down and listened to God respond back to me, it's a great thing, because what is it that we are doing, or who is it that we are trying to impress? Who is it that we are trying to get the attention of? What is it that we are actually doing? Because it's the topic was based on who are you when nobody's looking? You know what I'm saying? Are you the same person? Because one thing about it is that you may show us one thing, but you got to believe what Proverbs 15:3 says when it says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch over the evil and the good. And it's a wonderful topic because, you know, even Wednesday, you know, everybody gets to speak their hearts, and that's something that's been on his heart. And we're going to talk about that because, you know, something hit me today when I was thinking about this and praying over this show tonight. I hear a lot of people say that, you know, we got to wait on what God is telling us to do. We got to wait on God. We got to wait on God. And mind you, now listen, now you're supposed to wait on God to tell you what to do. That is actually correct. It's the truth now. However, you got to also believe that God has given you an assignment. When are you gonna start moving forward on what God has given you to do, instead of always blaming it on God, talking about you waiting on him to tell you what to do? You've been given your assignment in the Great Commission, first and foremost, your most important assignment. Listen. You say that you love God and you love people, and you do what thus says the Lord, and you do that in front of everybody. But who are you when nobody's looking? You jumping up and down, speaking in tongues, and doing everything that. But when nobody's looking, what are you? Are you that same? Are you worshiping God at home alone?
Jesus.
Are you worshiping God driving down the street in the car by yourself, sitting at the red light when everybody can see you? Listen, I just got to speak to you about what hit my spirit when he put that in my spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Who are you when nobody's looking?
Listen,
let me ask you something. Do you believe what Jeremiah 23 says to you, verse 24, when it says, can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not feel heaven and earth, declares the Lord? So I'm just asking, why do we, and I said we, I'm speaking in general now, why do we waste so much time trying to be this person in that person's face, this person in that person's face, and this person with that person, and then this person over here? Don't you know that God sees all of it?
Amen.
God sees all of it. And let me tell you something else that you think people don't see. There's a thing called a gift called the gift of discernment.
Discernment. Come on, preach.
Do you know about the gift of discernment that you're supposed to have, because it's a gift that you and I are supposed to have together? If we're children of God, we're supposed to have that gift. That's a gift that's given to everybody, because in order for you to be out here in the world to know who's who, you got to try the spirit by the spirit. That's the spirit of discernment, my brothers and my sisters. You speak it, but we ain't living it.
My Lord.
I'm saying it over here, but I ain't living it over there.
Say that one more time.
They didn't hear me. I said, you saying it over here, but you not living it over there.
Over there.
Let's get real personal here for a second. How is it that you can say, I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, you say you're an apostle, you 2,000 years old, God bless you, man, you're a powerful man and woman, God, leave, boy, God has really blessed you, but let me say this, listen, you, the dust, you, listen, you have put so many titles You put so many titles in front of your name and alphabets behind your name, but you still don't love your fellow man or your fellow sister. You still you still act totally different when you ain't around certain people. Listen. Here's something. Let me talk about me for a second, because I can speak on what I know. I can't speak for nobody else. Let me say this about you. Let me say this to you about me. Here we go. When you meet me today, tomorrow I'm gonna be the same dude. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
Next week I'm gonna be the same person. Next year I'm gonna be the same person. And when I say the same person, I'm gonna still be a child of God. I'm gonna be a better man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be better in areas of my life, but I'm gonna be that still same child of God. You understand? I'm still gonna be straightforward with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm still gonna be blunt with it. I'm still gonna break chains with it. I'm still not gonna play with it. I can speak for me. And see, if I got to go in the pulpit, I'm still gonna be that same straightforward person. You know, my ancestor name is Jesus. That's my savior,
amen,
right?
Amen.
We connected spiritually and physically. You ain't even catch that, did you?
Come on up.
You got some ancestors. You got a bloodline, man, that's very radical, straightforward, blunt. Don't play. So if I'm not that person that loves to play games and gossip and be messy and act like less than a man, don't make me out to be the bad person and frown upon me as if I'm the bad person because I'm trying and striving to be decent and order in God's eyes while you striving to be pleasing in man's face.
To man's eyes. Amen.
So who are you when nobody's looking? So I want to say good evening. God bless everybody, man. Thanks for being here. Pastor Jackson, your topic, man, and I needed to open that door. You know, who are you when nobody's around is very important. So, you know, God bless you, sir. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Break chain.
Godly, great evening to you, sir. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. You know, it's amazing how you said something that was so profound. You're speaking it over here, but you're not living it over there. And not just that, you know, so many people will treat you totally different when other people come around. You know, y'all chopping it up. When this person come around, I'm referring to how you're saying how people, you know, they fickle.
They fickle.
But when a certain people come around, then their whole demeanor, their whole character,
whole demeanor change.
Attitude,
come on now.
Everything changed. But a minute ago. Now? Oh, okay. But anyway, you know, the Word of God lets us know that we were created in God's image and after his likeness. And so many times we say, you look like your boss, but you sure don't act like it. We don't act like them because we're chasing after the wrong thing, the wrong people, you know. But anyway, let me stick to the topic. Thank you, sir. The Word of God in Hebrews 13:8 said, Jesus, now we made in his image and after his likeness, God, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you see is what you get. What you saw yesterday, and you just referred to that, is what you're going to see today and what you're going to get tomorrow. Now, let me go to Philippians 2:12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Okay. The disciples, Jesus was letting them know, hey, I'm about to dip. I'm about to dip. Y'all been doing what you're supposed to do while I'm here overseeing you. But what you going to do when I'm not around? Are you going to yet praise me? Are you going to yet represent me? Are you going to let yet glorify and exalt me and lift me up? Are you going to yet run around your house like you run around your the church in front of man? Are you going to yet scream and shout like Pastor was referring to earlier? Are you going to yet dance, scream, and shout, witness is me, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost with you? Are you going to exuberate all that energy in my presence as you do in the presence of man? Or is it just a facade? Or is it just a game? Is it to bring attention to you? Or are you really doing the work that I've called you to do? Who are you when ain't nobody else looking? Who are you when there's no one else around? Are you that same person that jumps, that dance, that runs around the church? Are you doing that same thing at your house? Who are you when it's just you, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Thank you, sir.
Amen. Boy, look here. You don't even know how to act. You know what I'm saying? Don't know how to act. Listen. That's something you say that because who are you with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Listen. We tend to forget that that's who we are all the time. That don't never change. You just said
Jesus.
That doesn't never change. We're the ones that change. We're the ones that they said we are putting up a facade. And actually we're fooling ourselves. Listen, we're deceiving ourselves.
Preacher.
We're deceiving ourselves. Listen. The thing about it is that in Galatians 6, God tells us, he says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, he will also reap.
He's going to reap.
For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So what are you trying to gain? What are you trying to achieve? You want eternal life, or you just want to get it for right now? You want to get it for right now. God will tell you just like this. You have received your just reward.
Come on, preach.
This is all you want? This is it?
You've arrived here?
Exactly. Preacher, you mean to tell me you have arrived at your destiny? This is your destination?
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. You can have it.
Ain't this temporary?
Listen, if this is all you want, let me tell you, Lord have mercy upon your soul, but you can have it.
Amen. Amen.
I ain't staying. When he say, come on, ride it. When he say, come on, I got to go. I ain't got no choice.
Go.
But this, where I'm going, listen, as Pastor Kim say, I just stopped by here on my way to heaven and let you know. That's a better place than this. That's a better place than this. Man, please. All right. God bless you. Want to say good evening. Elder, you there, sir?
Yes, I am, Doc.
God bless you. Welcome to the show tonight.
Good evening, sir.
Pastor Jackson put on that table. Who are you when ain't nobody looking? Break chains on that, preacher.
Well, let's start with the foundation. Who am I when nobody loves me? I got to deal with me first, Pastor. You got me doing that because you said, let me talk about me. So I'm going to just follow you. I'm going to piggyback off of you. I had a little something happen. I went out to do some taxes, and I was already over into Central City, North Baton Rouge. I live way out in East City. And I got over and I got ready to come back. I said, wow, but this community, everybody know how the traffic is. And this and that, and this town, too big of a University of Southern and LSU. I said, I guess I'll just stay here. Because I had an appointment at 5:00, which I was wrong. And I went to do the appointment. And they started calling all these people before me. And I'm the first one at the door. And this not the man that says, do your papers, you know, a lot of places won't let you in the building. Do your papers out there on the south, on, you know, on the little patio. I never called you. Nobody never called me. So I sit up there. I said, wait a minute. What's going on? That Ism was coming and getting ready to come out of me, which is the fallen angel Satan. Any opportunity he gets, and you gotta remember this, he's gonna use it. Who are you when nobody's looking? I was ready to tear into them folks there, and boy, I thought about something. This was not the subject, but that was just an experience my daddy wanted me to have for this program tonight. I ready to tear into him. And I thought about it, and I looked at my paper, I said, oh, that's why they not called me. I'm glad I didn't say nothing. That's when my appointment was, 6 o'clock.
What?
Now, if I had anything, act a fool in front of all those people, and I said, listen, look, this is a good thing. You'll say, well, who are you? Nobody looking. A lot of people can be looking, but if they don't know you, you don't know him, you just don't care. Simple as that. That is the mentality of a man. That's the mentality of human. I don't know none of these people. I'm thinking they're ugly. And when I looked at that paper, I said, oh, God, I'm glad I didn't say them. And I told the lady, I said, you brought everybody out. But I said, you know, I always joke a lot. I said, you brought everybody out here before me. And I sat down and looked at that paper. I went back and said, ma'am, let me apologize to you. My appointment is at 6 o'clock. That's why you didn't call me. She said, no, that's not the reason why. I thought your appointment was at 5. But it's just the idea that I could have went on, follow Satan the way he wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Patient, stepped in. And I didn't act a fool. But think about the subject. Who are you when nobody's looking? You got to remember this, Radio Land, who nobody cares. God is looking. My dad is looking.
Always.
That's the worst one. That's the one you don't want to see you act a fool. All man is going to do is throw a little fertilizer, a little fuel on the fire that you already burning up with and see you act a fool. That's a saying before you speak, especially when it's possible that we will use the contention that's about to take place. Count to 10. You'd be surprised what the brain will settle you down. Just don't say nothing. Count 1, 2, 3. I'd say the entire noon song by noon. Sometimes see how it gets that out. Yep. You just count there. You forgot about the little problem. Especially about the entire, everybody trying to figure out what the word he's saying. So I just killed that demon. There was,
amen.
I told Pastor Bear, there are more than one way to skin a cat. There was all, God, my dad said, in every situation, I left you a way out. That's just like more than one way to skin a cat. Who are you when nobody's looking? You're still supposed to be God's chosen
godly.
You'd be surprised when you can take the punishment that the world will give you in front of the world. Wow. How you can be. I mean, you just being what my dad is saying, think about the fruit of the spirit. People look at you and say, wow, how he took that. You'd be surprised how the mind, the heart works in good. You'd be surprised. No, you ain't gonna be surprised how the mind and heart work in bad. But so many of us don't even try these things. You'd be amazed how it works. You go, I walked away from that situation looking good. I went and sat in my car and I told them all, I said, I'm patient. I told them, I am a man of God. I'm gonna sit in my car. When they get ready for me, they get ready for me. The lady walked out a few minutes later and came to my car. I said, Mr. Adam, 2019 cleared up. You can pay the government on that part. I still owe them some more, but I got them cleared up for 2019, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13. All those years I didn't pay because I was in the street. Who are you when nobody's looking? Watch me. You want to be rich? You want to be poor? Watch what poor people do all day long. Pick a day. You want to be rich? Watch what the rich do. Now, that's a good one there if you want to. Who are you when nobody's looking? Look at me. All you're going to see is Christ. I ask him that daily, every day. Don't get me wrong. I'm human. I fail too. But it's different than falling and getting up and falling and waddling. Who are you? Somebody going to see you waddling in that mud. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Here's something that's become a problem when it comes to a topic like that. Who are you when nobody's looking? There's a lot of competition going on. There's a lot of competition. See, listen. Here's something for you. You could be you there sitting there under a ministry, and you want that kind of. You know what I'm saying? You want that kind of position and you want to do your thing. So a lot of people get into a situation where those things start happening. And then that jealousy kicks in or something happens. And that's a lot that's going on behind closed doors, behind each other's back. A lot of people don't have open communication. A lot of people don't be honest with each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's a lot of backstabbing that's going on. And we got to do better about that. You know what I'm saying? We got to do better. I feel that, you know what I'm saying? There's not enough unity. Because when you listen to a topic, who are you when no one is looking? Pastor Kim said something about like a pit bull barking, growling, but ain't got no teeth to do no bite. You know what I'm saying? Or better yet, Rev Jackson brought it up. Pastor say, what he was talking about, going home, you out here, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and then you going home, kicking the dog, beating the dog, kicking the cat. You know what I'm saying?
Slapping the children around.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the dog is a soccer ball for the day. You know what I'm saying? You just going all in. And the thing about it is that when you think about it,
God sees all.
God sees everything, but we have to make sure that we constantly remind ourselves. We have to constantly remind ourselves that Jesus forewarned us about things that were yet to come. He said that we will suffer because of Him. Trials and tribulations will happen. These things were going to take place. He told us this.
He showed this.
So there's no reason that we should be one person here and have split personalities. In other words, stop being so double-minded, because that makes you unstable in all your ways.
Unstable.
That's what the scripture says. Unstable in all your ways, not just some of them. The scriptures say all your ways. Who are you when no one is looking? Seriously, who are you when no one is looking? I see Evangelist Laquina has joined her. I'm going to bring her in. God bless her. Glad to have her here tonight. God bless you, Evangelist. Welcome to the show tonight. Glad to have you here, ma'am. Topic is, who are you when no one is looking?
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everybody. Blessing of the air. I'm in Memphis. I've been in revival with my church. I've been having other obligations with my pastor. Man, so.
Amen, amen.
But yes, sir. Amen. It's a good topic. We've been talking about this here this morning. Me and some colleagues of mine, and one of my best friends in Washington, just. This topic here, every time God had me do call in, we'd be in sync, we'd be on one accord.
Amen.
And that's what God means by being spiritually connected to one another. You see, you'll always be on one accord. And that's a great topic for the church, for us as blood-born believers. Who are you when we ain't at church? You know, your lifestyle. You got to be transformed to live a holy life. You really do. A lot of people got a religious format of living for God, but when you be transformed, it's who you are. It's just who you are. It comes so simple. It comes so natural. to be who you are. So whoever you live in when you're not in church, I just told the group message last night, it's not the building that's going to save you, but it's your heart. So who are you becomes within your heart. Who is you in your heart for real? A lot of people fight for positions in church thinking that's going to get them to heaven. Titles. Ain't none of that going to get you to heaven.
None of.
But it's who you are at home. That's the true ministry at home. At home. So great topic. I'm glad to be in, y'all.
Amen. God bless you. Glad to have you
Amen.
Here. Seriously, you know, who are you when no one is looking? There's a lot that you can say about that topic because we have to make sure that we understand and really, really understand that God is omnipresent. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He lets you know.
At the same time.
He's everywhere at the same time with all power in his hands. He sees everything. Listen. Mm. We have to hear what God tells us that in Isaiah 66:1. God says, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He asks a question. What is the house that you would build for me and what is the place of my rest? So in other words, there's nothing that you could do for God but serve him.
That's it.
Praise him. Worship him.
Nothing from us.
He doesn't need anything from you. And the thing about it is,
don't need you.
You know, come on. Are we really aware of the true power of the God that you serve? And if you don't understand it, you truly are not serving the same God that created heaven and earth. Seriously.
Amen.
Because you should know. Listen, it's something because one of the scriptures in Bible study tonight was James 1:17, and it says that every good and perfect gift, every good gift and every perfect, not one or two, it says every, is from above, coming down from the Father of light,
mm-hmm.
with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change.
Come on, man.
Listen, no matter who you are right here today, and you're going to change to be somebody an hour later because somebody done walked in the room. You heard that already tonight.
Yeah.
God is the same all the time. All the time.
I heard sermon change, Pastor.
Yes. James 1:17. So, Pastor Jackson, when you see everything that's going on around us today in the world,
there you go.
When we pay attention to everything, are people out here, you know, and I want to throw this out there, and I should wait, but I'm not, because, you know, that's a good two-minute warning question, but this is a good topic, though. Do you feel that we act like nobody's paying attention to us, so we can do whatever we want because sin is walking around, you know, these spirits are walking around like, you know what I'm saying? Like they don't care, you know, we do what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? So, and we're sitting back and not everybody, but those that are doing the work of the Lord, God bless you. We pray for you and may you be blessed abundantly. However, as the body, are we in unity and unified when it comes to speaking up and speaking out against this and saying, hey, we see you. That can't work like that. Why aren't we doing that?
You know, the thing about it is, and I'm going to piggyback off of Elder. A lot of times, Elder Melvin, the enemy will send people to trap you, to entrap you, to try to set you up, you know, to try to expose you for who you really are. You know, we already know who certain people really are and whose they belong to. But a lot of times the enemy was sending people, just like Elder Melvin said, he was at the place today. And the enemy wanted him to act a fool. so he can just say, ain't that Elder Melvin over there? Time. Don't he supposed to be a man of God? Don't he supposed to represent the kingdom? A lot of times we are spied on, you know. We are, stalked. And I'm talking about by the enemy, to try to prove that we are just what we're not saying we are. Trying to show them, that, even trying to prove to God, see that? I told you ain't nothing to him. All I needed to do was send some trials and some tribulations his way, and he was going to show himself who he really is. But when you are foundated in the Word, when you study to show thyself approved, when you seek wisdom, knowledge, and not just that, because the Word of God said knowledge is the principal thing, but above all things, get understanding. Get understanding about your assignment. Get understanding of who sent you. Get understanding of your representation of who you come in the name of. It's not about you. It's not about you, you know. And the thing about it is so many people are speaking out. I'm talking about from the pulpit to the parking lot that claim to be sent by God. They're speaking out against the wrong thing and siding against, they're speaking out against the right wrong thing, but they're siding with the wrong things in order to be accepted by the wrong people. You know, you got people that have a platform. But instead of using that platform to speak out against this, that, and the other thing, they are the very ones that siding with it. You know? The very ones that siding with it. You put people in office, they campaign in one thing. They campaign in unity. They're campaigning togetherness. But as soon as they get in office, then they flip a script. So now what they were campaigning for, they are causing division again. And you see that in politics. I'm talking about black politicians right today. Right today. But I'm going to hold my peace. Because you didn't put the disclaimer on yet. So I'm going to hold my peace. But you know where I'm coming from. You know where I'm coming from. Jesus.
How can you
say this is not taking place when you see it all day, every day?
All day, every day.
People are dying. People are being killed. But you say this is not taking place? But it's taking place every minute, every hour, every day. But now you've got that position that you were campaigning for. So now you all good. You all good. But the very ones that supported you, you crossed the street on them. You turned your back on them. Because it was always all about you. You test the lie instead of testify. You test that lie just to see how many people you can deceive to jump on board with you. And then you turn and go the other way. Thank you, sir.
Well, let me put that disclaimer out there. This show is not designed to tear down anyone or disrespect anyone, or definitely not to tear down the church because we are the church. But definitely we may step on toes, we may ruffle feathers. Definitely not here to disrespect anyone. We're here to break chains from the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Pastor Melvin.
Amen.
Are we doing everything that we could possibly do to speak out against things that we talked about it? The monkeys, you know, I see no evil, I hear no evil, I speak no evil. When you know, who are you when nobody's looking? We pretend like we're not looking, but we're a nosy society, so we really see everything, and then we pull our cameras out. So we really do see it, but are we handling it properly? How about that?
I think I can't take heaven's education from those that God has chosen. But what you have to realize, I'm going to go back to my music. I just saw ministers coming out the woodwork like ants. I said, and I asked myself, I said, God, God, I know I wouldn't call them better than that. Where are all these ministers coming from? So I figured they were, I'm just be honest with you. I figured they were just ministers that God had chosen. I was wrong. You know, I don't care who like it. A lot of people probably will accept things in the proper way and the attitude of righteousness. But you got to realize a lot of our leaders are not leaders. And it looks like the majority of the people, so many of the people fall into the non-elect leaders. I have to say about that music, Pastor, so many. Church, God, I can't even tell you how many. So many ministers. But when I think back over my life, after learning the righteousness and the trueness, the characteristic of my daddy, I ain't seen none of that. I'm just being honest with you. I can't pinpoint it. I know the minister that didn't learn how to read and all that. That was their way during that time. My dad knew just what to give them. I don't want to go back that far. But it's a new day and stage. How in the world you were singing in the choir? I mean, 2 years ago, now you're in the pulpit. I was teaching you to sing. You know, what's wrong with me, Daddy? I start doubting. People have to realize, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give the whole world an assignment. You go and learn the characteristics of Satan. Steal, kill, and destroy. And you look those three words up and you research them. Pastor Kemp, that's my friend, that's my pastor, that's my dean. Research, steal, kill, and destroy. Now, you probably get the Webster probably give you the typical definition. But you're going to have to dig. You're going to have to research. What's spiritual about this? You got to know what happened in the beginning. Satan don't like God. He can deceive. Are many of the people that really not getting the word the way it should be, the application of it, the true application of it, don't know the difference, Pastor. They just do not know the difference. Satan is powerful too. I'm not giving no props. I'ma let you know. He ain't one of them bad boys you don't want to talk about going messing with. He can take red and turn into pink. On your perception, it's still red. But he can make you think it's pink. This is how good this rascal is. I study this rascal. The only way I can help God's children, I had to study the enemy. When we go to war, the United States, you think they just jump out on the battlefield? No. They use the strategists to defeat the enemy. You've got to use strategies to defeat Satan. And this is, I ain't talking about today or tomorrow. I'm talking about every day. Every day. If he know he don't have you, he's going to come at you. And those, and I'm not going to say everybody, but you got to look at it in a realistic fact. Do you do anything to help people? Do you live by the fruit of the Spirit? Do you do any of those godly things? No. But God, how you getting blessed? Satan can bless too. Deception, deceive. God ain't blessing you. Where are you getting it from? You are a spirit housing a body. You're a ghost? Yeah, you're a ghost. Why do you think God put you in a body for recognition? Can't see no ghost. He put you in a body so we can recognize and communicate with each other. You are a ghost. I was scared of ghosts. Not knowing that I was a ghost. I couldn't even go to bed. My dad with my butt now still would go to bed 9 o'clock at night. I was scared to go in that room. My house was big. You have to learn the characteristics of Satan. Minister, first, you must learn the characteristics of Satan that we may teach our sisters and brothers, our sheep, the right way to go. A sheep is going to follow his shepherd. Think about it. He ain't going to follow a shepherd. But what is it, the wrong shepherd? think about what it is the wrong shepherd. Superstition and tradition got us messed up. Oh, we did this way. My mom and daddy did this way. Oh, our old pastor did it this way. Yeah, sure did. And you're going to follow that too. The old minister didn't have that word to read. God had to lead them just like he did the children of Israel. They couldn't read. The white man took the book. They couldn't read. So God led them. You ain't got no excuse. You can read it for yourself and defeat Satan daily, daily. I think, I know Pastor will be backing me up. It's a daily thing. We die. I go, Pastor, we die to the flesh each day. Help me, Pastor. We die to the flesh each day, right? Every day?
Every day, sir.
Every day. The spirit is there. Flesh is weak. So we fall to that thing that looks so good. We fall to that thing just like we're going to get prosperity right quick. All that shine is not gold. The grass on the other side of that pond looks so green, but Lord, when you get close to it, the closer you get, the golder you get. And that gold grass don't mean nothing. You want green grass. Watch who you deal with. Watch who you listen to. Watch how you treat people. And I know I said this at the end of the program, but people, you got to go and read Galatians. You're going to see yourself. And Pastor Will say, ain't but two. Up, down, in, out, black, white. Everything's a derivative of those. Yeah, 2 to 1, which you get 3. 2 to 2, you get 4. Everything's a derivative of all this stuff. You got to know how to think. Regulation, I'll say it again at the end of the program, but regulation. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Evangelist, are we doing enough to speak out against the things that... people think that they're hidden because we say we're blood-bought believers, so that means that we have the gift of discernment. We have that. So are we pretending not to to see the evil going on, and they acting like no, nobody see them? Do we not supposed to say something about these things that are going on out here?
With each other or with what's going on
here,
in the world?
Period. Especially with each other, though. Most importantly, with each other.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm reminded of, you know, when Paul had to check Peter.
Come on.
In Acts.
Come on, girl.
Paul had to
check him.
I'm just paraphrasing the scripture, but we do as brothers and sisters. We check one another, but we cover each other as well. We let them know, I love you, blase. Excuse me, but you know, you can't be doing this here, man, because you got people watching you, a brother or sister. You see what I'm saying? You put,
uh-huh.
That's how you, I say you bring them back to who they are. Because... we all have members, you see what I'm saying? But some people are just stronger members of our body, in other words. As Paul said, you know, the members in his body, that's why he had to break his own flesh under subjection. That's in Romans. But sometimes we do have to sit our brothers or our sisters down and talk to them. The Spirit say, I mean, not the Spirit, the Bible say in the spirit of meekness, you know, as if it was yourself. You see what I'm saying? But... so that's why we pray and cover one another. But I'll talk to them. I do that myself. I'm real with people who I'm around. I don't know about other folks, but if I see something that's out of error, I tell the people who are my brothers and sisters and that's not my church family. If you see something wrong, don't go talk about me or whatever. Tell me. Pat me to hell.
You
patting me to hell.
Amen.
Because if you're not loving me as yourself, you're going to have to stay in judgment. You see what I'm saying? So when you see me, you got to see yourself sometimes. That's how you cover one another.
Yes, indeed.
That's how you cover one another. So I do that for the saved. I do that for the just and for the unjust. So that's why I could always see someone on drugs or someone homeless or something. And you
come on.
it could be me. So that's why, you know, we have to have a heart for this journey here. It's wherever your it goes back to the heart. It's wherever your heart is.
That
lets you know who you serve. And, you know, it's sad to say that we have people who have confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior but haven't had a heart transplant. They haven't been transformed in mindset. So, therefore, they spread these cancers around in the body of Christ, and they be the biggest living devils it is themselves.
Come on now. Come on now.
Tell the truth.
So crazy.
Come on.
You know, it'd be so crazy. So I'm very wary of someone, you know, coming to me talking about my brother or my sister. And you're supposed to be a believer just like us.
You
see what I'm saying? I'm very wary. I'm looking at you in the corner of your eye because you're bringing me a bone. So therefore, you're looking to take one back to whoever you want to take it back to. We got to get it together for real. So we can change this thing, though. That's what makes it so great about it. We can change this thing. Just take the tactics of the world out of the church once you say that you are saved. And then, you know, on the unsaved note, we who are saved, we have to be the light. We have to be the example.
Draw me.
When the world see the real church stand up for real,
come on.
A lot
look
more
out.
People
look
will
out.
Surrender their life to God. That's
look
how
out.
I feel. Amen.
Yeah,
they
amen.
Yes. I apologize for that, but I ain't too long got off of work. But it's just real. I'm just real. Real recognize real.
Amen.
The spirit will connect. You see what I'm saying, yo? And people who I minister to that's in the streets, or I don't want to say not saved. You got a lot of people that's in the world and really believe in God. They really believe
that's
in
right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're just in a struggle. But real,
right.
Recognize real. They hard gonna let them know what's real. Your spirit man, the Bible say, okay, bear witness to stuff, you know. So that's why I teach different ones who ain't on our level or whatever. But whatever level that is that we say it is. But I'm just, excuse me, y'all. But anyway, you just, it's about being honest. Be honest with yourself.
That's right, keeping it real.
If you ain't honest with yourself, then, you know, you live a tale anyway. You live in an illusion anyway. You see what I'm saying? Be real with yourself and God. Because at the end of the day, he the only one going to be able to put you into heaven or hell. He the only one. So instead of putting our mouths on one saying, who going to make it to hell in this neck of the Bible, do tell us that we don't even have that type of authority that say who going to go to hell and who
Amen.
Ain't going to go to hell.
Absolutely.
The main one who's living go to heaven. And when we the one in church 7 days a week doing the work of the Lord, doing this and that, and bust hell wide open because of our heart. So, you know, we just got to really, really, really just pay attention and sweep around our own front porch.
There you go.
And then you don't have room to do that for your brother or sister. Cover them in prayer. The Bible even says love cover a multitude of sins. If
That's
love
right.
covers a multitude of sins. Surely. And then, you know, you read in the text, he said, well, one of the disciples asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive my neighbor?
70 times.
He said, 70 times 7. That's 144 times in one day. You see what I'm saying? So he gave all these demonstrations for a reason. All this stuff is for a reason.
Hey,
and pay attention to the text. Pay attention
Amen.
To it. I can't put you in the exact book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but they all say the same thing, just a different illustration. But let it be in you. You need to become that walking epistle. Live what you read and teach about. You need to live it. Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Break chains. she said it. You got to live it. You trying to preach it and teach it, but you ain't living it. I said it to you earlier. You talking about it over here, but you ain't living it over there. Boy, you better get it together. We got to continue to pray for one another. We got to continue to be that light and start helping your brothers and sisters out. When you're seeing them going through, don't let people just be out there and you see it. You know what I'm saying? Figure ain't nobody looking at them. You see them. So help them.
Correct them.
Help them. Correct the situation. Do something. That's your job, too. I'm just going to let God have. I'm going to pray about it. You praying about everything, but you don't want to do nothing. Faith without works is dead, y'all.
Ooh, praying about everything, don't want to do nothing.
You don't do nothing.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
We coming across the top of the hour. I don't think everybody's turning us on. We come back after the top of the hour. See how old everybody going to bring him on, y'all. And after he come on, after that, we going to kick off our two-minute warning. Stand by, everybody. Thank you for turning us on. Breaking Chains is on the air.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Trust in his holy word.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much, Big Bro. Welcome back to the show, Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains. YAT Radio is live. And we are on the air. What's going on? We got Pastor Jackson, Elder Melvin, Evangelist Aquina, and our overseer has joined us. We're going to bring him in right now. I want to say God bless you. Good evening. How you doing? Pastor Kemp, welcome to the show, sir. We're talking about who are you when no one is looking. How about that, Pastor? Break chain.
Amen. Amen. Who are you when you when no one's looking? And I would never say who are you when no one's looking, because my God that I serve is omnipresent. The Bible declared, if I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Oh, that I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, that thou art there. In essence, no matter what I do, I can never hide from God. We might hide, some might tell the parishioners, and it's go for myself too as well. I always use the word we, because I can't point fingers at the individuals that I pastor for the last 27 years and not point a finger at me, because when I point that one, I have others pointing at me. I have to understand that God sees everything. And oftentimes we go about sin. Well, sin is sin. If you complain, there's a sin. That was the largest, the biggest downfall of Israel when they were in the wilderness. They complained about the manna. They complained about no water. They complained about no food. They wanted to go back in the servitude in Egypt, because they were not working the way that they thought they should go. Now, the Bible tells us about not live ourselves treasures on earth with moss and rust do destroy, but lay ourselves treasures in heaven with neither moss nor rust do destroy. And he said that our heart, you know, our treasures where our heart lie, the things that we tend to value more than anything, that's where our heart is. And a mouth will say anything. I know I remember Jesus saying that they had said that they were casting demons out in his name, and they were doing all manner of things in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And I often heard that you could tell a tree by the fruit that it bear. Now, and when I'm saying that you could tell a tree by the fruit it bear, it's your lifestyle that you live, you know. As oftentimes folk profess that they are Christian, but if you're around them long enough, it'll come out just who they are. And we should, and it's important that we be sagacious. In other words, that word sagacious simply meaning having good understanding or good discernment. If you're around a person, you could say, you could discern it, and then you could go to the scriptures in James, where you try to spirit by the spirit. If that person's lifestyle does not line up with the word of God, the person is not living by the word of God. That person is not a Christian. Also, you say you try to spirit by the spirit. The things that we do should line up with the Bible, because his word is spirit and truth. I know oftentimes we try to make it the Bible and make the Holy Spirit be what we want him to be and say what we want him to say. But the Bible says that the Holy Spirit come to convict the world. The Holy Spirit, it talks, and when the Bible talk about the Holy Spirit, it says he will lead and guide you in all spirit and truth, and that he would bring all things back to your members what the word of God have taught you. So now when I'm saying that is that so he's going to bring the scripture that we need to teach people with. You know, I'm reminded of the fact that I was hearing the pastor, young lady, the pastor, she was saying of Laquita, I heard Pastor Laquita, and she was talking, and oftentimes we try to get everybody together but ourselves, and the main people that you're responsible for starts at home. We could come on the broadcast and say all manner of good things, but if you're not practicing at home, its value is nothing. I'm reminded of Joshua, as Joshua was about 120 when he was about to die, and he called all Israel to him, and Joshua told them, say, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether you would serve the God on the other side. He talked about the true and living God. But the most profound thing he said, as for me and my house, he didn't say about anybody else's house. He said, as for me and my house, and we have to understand, I don't have any authority over another person's house, but I do have authority over what occurs in my house. Joshua said, as Amen. For me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. And by me living a certain lifestyle, my neighbors are seeing and other people. That's why the Bible says, let your light so shine that every man will see your good works and glorify your Father which in heaven. Not to build me up or myself up, but if I live by the word of God, I am uplifting and edifying God. If I live by his word, and it's not, and not to get into it as being a pastor or elder, whatever you want to call yourself, it's not about anyone other than Jesus the Christ. You know, he didn't say let Reverend Kemp, he didn't say that Reverend William or anyone else be lifted up. He said if I be lifted up, if we lift Jesus up, he'll draw all men unto to us. And the main thing is, it's time that we start being an example for the world. That's why he talked about letting our light shine. Let the world know who we are. You don't need a cross around your neck, carry a Bible everywhere you go, every word come out of your mouth, praise the Lord, and all this other thing. They ought to know about when somebody hungry, are you feeding them? When somebody need a drink, thirsty, are you getting water for them? They want to know if somebody's sick, are you visiting them? They want to know if they're naked, are you trying to clothe them? If they're homeless, you trying to find a place for them. Jesus said, when you do that to the least of them, you're doing it unto him. Jesus is laying out a roadmap. I preached Sunday about God's GPS. And I was talking about when I say God's GPS, I was talking about the Bible as the word of God. It's all right turn, no left turn, straight to heaven. You know, he said, he was talking about when he said, when John was talking about it, he said that you try the spirit by the spirit. He was saying that the Bible is our GPS. If you want to know something about the Holy Spirit and about God, it's already written in the Bible. God didn't leave anything out. He said you don't add to or take away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot of his word will ever change. So everything is written. It is written. And then the Bible declared that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In essence, what he was saying, that as we as Christians, we take our time and do what we have to do. Because when he said a lamp to our feet, that was like a shell with a little oil in it. You could only see as far as you could make a step. There was no flashlight. And so you had to precautiously maneuver through this sensitic world. You're going to go through ups and downs, the vicissitudes of life. You're going to have ups and downs, but you keep on pressing. You're going to fall down, but you get back up. But God is watching every step we make because none of us are perfect. I'm going to leave you guys with this. I never forget, I think I had been pastoring, it must have been about 97, somewhere around 97, it must have been. And I think I had been pastoring about 3 years. And I had a pastor come over, and he was doing my anniversary, I think my third year anniversary. And he made a profound statement to me, and I think that we need to look, all of us, every ministers and evangelists and elders and bishops, whatever we want to call ourselves, if you minister in the word of God. He told me something, and I take it to my grave. He told me, say, Pastor, always remember, you pastor imperfect people But the most important thing is you are not perfect. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. So true, so true, so true. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight with us, Pastor Kemp. God bless you, sir. Still have you and your family in our prayers. All right, everybody. It's time to kick off our two-minute warning. So, I'm going to throw the questions out. You have approximately 2 minutes to answer your question. And, like the referee, you got 2 minute warning, you get the whistle blown at you, you got a penalty. So everybody, all right, time for the 2 minute warning. Let's kick it off. Here's the question. As God's children, with everything that's going on around us and society, government, everybody know that we see things. Still a lot of things are going on as if we don't see it. God sees it, of course, but as children of God, should we not be saying anything about the things that we are seeing that is not decent and in order? 2 minutes start now. Go ahead, Pastor Jackson, break today.
Oh, we got to call it out. We got to call it out with boldness, with confidence, because the Word of God lets us know that when we see things that are in error, we're supposed to make it known. The Word lets us know when we see our brothers in error, just like Pastor LaQuina was saying earlier, we're supposed to pull them to the side. And if it don't work like that, we take somebody else with us. If it don't work like that, we take it to the church. And if it don't work like that, the Word of God also, and this is what people fail to realize, they don't like to talk about this side of the world. We're supposed to openly call them out so that others will fear it. So that others will get an understanding. Hey, they are not playing. They are not playing. Nobody is above correction. Nobody is above God. So we're supposed to correct. We're supposed to call it out. Thanks, sir.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. All right, Evangelist, same question. You got 2 minutes. 2 minutes starts now. Break chain. There you go. There you go, Evangelist.
You hear me? I said cover them and restore them. A lot of it's time to get back to laboring. It's time to have our people who are saved and in a struggle of life or ain't delivered from certain things. I was just talking to my pastor tonight on how we was birthed out coming from the streets. 20 years ago, we got birthed out on the altar. We had certain days every week to where we had to consecrate ourselves and fast. You see what I'm saying? And it disciplined our bodies. So we have to get back to teaching God's people because we have gotten comfortable. And when you get comfortable, then anything like it to slip in. You see what I'm saying? So you have to stay on your P's and Q's. How you do that? The simple maintenance, your prayer life. You live a consecrated life. You fasted. Fasting is for you, for your flesh, which you can't fight. You're allowing God to fight. That's it.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right, Elder, you there? Same question. 2 minutes. Break chains. Go ahead. Mr. Melvin?
Oh, yes, sir.
It's on you, sir.
One thing that I realized, like I said, I learned a lot from my family. I know people that proclaim to be Christ-like and do all the basic fundamentals to be Christ-like, but there's so much that they do.
Drop the call. He can call back. All right, Pastor Kemp, your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Should we call it out?
I think that if it's a sin, we should call it out. I just heard Pastor Jackson as he was stating, and they were stating the Bible says, let who he who is spiritual restore that person in the spirit of meekness, lest we also fall. And let two of us take that talk to one person, then you bring someone else. And if that person does not listen, then you bring them before the church. Now, I would to say that we are to, now I see people don't address the sin of hatred and bigotry that's going on in the world, and blacks being killed, and that's killing, that's a sin. Hatred, I notice our big time evangelicals never address what's going on. It's like they turn an eye, a back eye to what's going on in that community. They don't address black on black killing. They don't address whites killing blacks or what's going on in the world. That sin, God, love you one another if I've loved you. It's time that we address, if I don't care if it's perpetrated by the government, if it's perpetrated by white or black, whoever perpetrates that sin,
amen.
We need to call it out and say, amen. It's wrong. Amen. It's wrong for you to hate me. It's wrong for you to not give me equality that you give me. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism, have we all been baptized into one body. And so, and that's the body of Christ. God only made one man, and that's Antros, that's mankind. And everybody else came from that one man and that one female. God bless you.
Amen. So true, so true, so true.
Amen.
All right. Mr. Melvin is back. We got him back. Your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Go ahead, break change. Should we call it out?
All right. Call it out. My phone messed up again. Perhaps I'm going to say good night before it does. But anyway, what I was looking at is that a lot of people, I'm sure, a lot of people are doing things, and they don't realize that what they do is wrong. But they absolutely think they are right. I'm self-experienced dealing with my family. And I don't know what's going on up there at my church. But I'm down with Pastor Kim. But it still come, I've seen ministers won't address something that they know is true. I don't want to hurt nobody. What I like about Breaking Chain, this station, we don't care about hurting you. I don't care about hurting you. But if it's going to save your soul from hell, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to tell you right now, no, brother, man. I'm going to tell you, not with sisters, this not right. This not the way they go. Their leaders is not addressing what their flocks are going through. I mean, leaders have seen it. I mean, you've seen this hell in the sanctuary, like the sister said a little while ago, and you will not address it. But God hold us for that. You don't address it, they'll never change. Thank you.
Amen. 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 This is what I'm going to say. two scriptures for you. First one is 1 John 4:20. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has seen. Can I love God whom he has not seen? So if I see you doing wrong and I don't say anything to you, I don't love you like I say I love you. So I'm a liar, and the truth ain't in me. Period. Okay? Here's the other scripture. Here's the other one. Galatians 1:10. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Did you hear what
Amen.
I said? Did you hear me now?
Amen.
So I serve the Lord God Almighty, period.
Period.
Live for him, die for him. That's all I got.
Amen.
That's all I got. I got nothing else. Because if it wasn't for him, there would be no me. So I got to give me back to him because he owns me anyway. Okay. All right. Some of y'all just like, huh? What do you say? Anyway, he go to the next one. like Scooby-Doo. That's right. Pastor. Listen. Here's the next one. Everybody what you've been saying tonight has been very straightforward, very, very, very forward. Strictly the word of God. So why do people look at what we're saying as being confrontational and starting issues and going against the grain? Why are we accused of that? Your 2 minutes starts right now, Evangelist Aquina.
Because sometimes people don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are self-willed and they want to do what they want to do. Sometimes people don't even understand the spirit that they be operating in. You know, we live in a world today where you have people like people to follow them. That's their validation that they say that they doing right with the Lord.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So if you interrupt in their world, then it's a problem. But if it lines up with the word of God, it shouldn't be a problem.
Amen.
So that's why the word of God, I mean, it shed lights on so many different areas of you could identify who is who. You can identify everything around you just through the word of God. Because that word bonus, like you said earlier, it ain't to offend nobody. But if you walk it in this era, it's going to work in your favor.
Mm.
You're going to be upset because you walking in that area. It don't mean you can't get delivered up out of that area. That's why we talk. That's why we here to bring an understanding. You see what I'm saying? And they line up with some listeners' lives. But here go the understanding now. We at the table. We breaking some chains. So that's why. Amen.
Amen. All right. Ooh-wee. But you said something, because the scripture does say in Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It says it's going to penetrate even to the dividing soul, spirit, joints, and marrow, judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. That's why it affects you. All right, Pastor Jackson, your 2 minutes starts now. Break chains.
The thing about it is, a lot of people have been handed over to a reprobate mind, where they're calling right wrong and wrong right, because false doctrine, the lie has been preached so long to the truth, they can't accept it. The truth, they don't know it, because they've been fed the lie. They've been nurtured the lie. They've been preached the lie. So that's the only thing they know is the lie. So when you come with truth, and not when you only come with truth, but when you come with truth boldly and with confidence in God's word, the word of God said, let every man be a lie, but God be true. When you come with the truth and man has been fed the lie so long, no matter how bold, no matter how radical it is, they just don't believe it. They don't receive it. Even if you show it to them in black, white, and red, they still have something, they feel some type of way for it. But we got to yet preach the word instantly, in season and out of season. Whether they want to receive it or not, we got to be about our Father's business. But the lie has been preached so long to them, that's the only thing they believe. And like Prophet said, the thing about it is they've become so complacent in the lie. The lie feels better to the flesh than the truth does to the spirit. So they rather deal with that temporary than that eternal, because they just don't know no better. And some of them know better and just don't care. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Elder Mel, 2 minutes starts now, sir. Break chains.
We'll go back to what I said earlier. Nobody wants to look at themselves or even look in the mirror, because people think they are right, and what they are doing is through education. A lot of it is not just being dirty. It's through education. Some was taught wrong. Some haven't been taught at all. You still got to remember the characteristic of Satan. God, where you been? I'm in 2 and 4. See what I can. You know what I'm saying? Look at kill, steal, and destroy. One of Satan's tactics is to attack the mind. He told God already, I'm going to fight you. He's fighting now. And he attacked the mind. Satan take that is bad in your mind through deception and make it seem good. It's not the people. God said everything he made was good. I got to get back to the, it's the leader, man. It is the leader. Our job is to show these sheep the way around the lake, not to go in it. Some are doing it, but it's not enough. It's not enough of us doing it. Simply that, it's not the people. It's the leaders. Thank you.
My God. God bless you, sir. Thank you. All right, Pastor Kim.
Go around the lake, not go in it.
You know what I'm saying? Pastor Kim, your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Break chains.
I believe that it all deals with who we are and what we take. God gave everybody a free will. We're free will in our age. We can say yes or no to anything. We don't have good leaders, as he said, but at the same time, I go with Pastor Laquita, what she was saying. A lot of this stuff is just on us. And we have the answer to it. It's the word of God. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit comes to convict the world. Man don't want to hear things because the word of God does not line up with the way we live. The word of God, it convicts us. It tells us that we're living wrong, and we don't want anyone to tell us what we're doing wrong. Anytime the word, the people want to hear they're going to get money, they're never going to be sick, they're never going to be this. Nobody wants to say, you know, they tell people that they have to stop sinning. They don't want to hear that. They think that life is nothing but a party, and they don't want to have to stop dealing with it, but it's the conviction of the heart. They know, well, I don't like Sister, I don't like Ms. Laquita because, oh, she just preached negative. No, she's preaching the Bible. And if she preached the Bible and it don't line up with their lifestyle, then she's negative. But she's coming, she's not negative. Call the Bible a negative book because it is, because it teaches us how to live. It is designed to teach us how to live, and it's written by the Holy Spirit, by the unction of God. And so with that said, I agree that, man, that it just don't want to live by it because it tells him that he's living wrong. Thank you.
Amen. My God. That conviction. All right. Here's the last question. Here's our last two-minute question, and then we're going to take a quick break, come back, and get our final comments before we get out of here and lose our time. Listen, here's something for you, and I want this one to be very, this one just came from my spirit just then, and it's going to be good. Tell everybody what it is that makes you continue, that keeps you going and continues you, your journey with the Lord. What is it that keeps you on that road with God? You know what I'm saying? Keeping your eye looking to the hills from which coming your help. You know, somebody needs to hear that from you right now. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your 2 minutes starts now, Pastor Jackson. Tell them what it is that keeps you going, sir.
Because God so loved me that he gave his only begotten son, that if I believe in him, I should not perish but have everlasting life. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Jesus came. He didn't send someone. He came and saved me. He came and rescued me. Because if he had sent man, they could have found me dead. But Jesus came himself. So God so loved me that he gave his son. And that's what keeps me pressing towards the mark for the higher call of God, found only through Christ Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Evangelist, is on you. Your 2 minutes starts now.
What does it mean?
You said evangelist, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I could look back. I mean, I could look back and I could look at now. I said, well, I'm going to write a book about not when I wasn't saved and when now that I am saved. What keeps me going? My testimony. This was about a month ago. Well, so many testimonies I could tell the people. But anyway, you gotta know. If you done really been through a whole lot in your life. I've been through a whole lot in my life. Oh, a whole lot. And I'm sure everyone listening have, and the people, my brothers on here, they have, and the people that's listening have too. But about a month ago, God was, I was dealing with a whole lot of temptation that was around me. And me being a praying woman that I am, but I'm in a different season now, because I'm in a season to where my children are grown. Well, I was married for 20 years. I'm not married no more. And so I'm in a season to where it's just me and God, and me trusting God with my whole life. And when you're dealing with a open book test, and you already know the word, you know this, you know that. I'm talking as a saved woman now. What keeps me going? When God is continuing whispering to you in your ear, I'm familiar ground. But in the natural, I say unfamiliar, but it's not unfamiliar. You may not understand, it may sound crazy, but I mean, God pulled me all the way through. And it was a big test for me and for my family. We got to know that you're connected. Everybody listening and everyone on this radio show, we're connected to people. You're just not connected to your children, but your children wind up connected. They connected to other people. John 15 talk about the branch, the tree branch. I'm just paraphrasing the scripture. But we are very fruitful. So if you mess up, then that means everything connected to you will be messed up. I look back at my family. I look back at where God has brought me from, where he's taken me to, how he kept me in my right mind. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me going. It blessed my son tremendously. My son, 22 years old, just became his first car buyer of a Mustang, a sports car with the drop top and all that. And he told me when he was going on the lot to get. And my baby was just crying to me and thanking me for being the woman I am today at 22 years old. And the man in the place gave me a big hug, and because he was amazed to see a young man with the mindset that my son has. But if I wasn't trusting God, and they saw their mother struggling and dealing with this and dealing with that, and not even knowing the half of probably what mama was dealing with, if I wouldn't stand strong, they wouldn't see me strong. They wouldn't see God. That's what keep me going. Because we have an audience watching us. The Bible even tells us to finish the race, because we got a whole cloud of witnesses cheering us on. The race ain't given to the swift nor the strong, but to the one that endure.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's who you connected to. Well, our life is nothing. My life is really nothing without God. It's nothing without God. I'm being real with y'all. It's what he pulls me through. It's worth fighting for. He's worth fighting for.
Amen.
He's worth fighting for. So that's what keep me holding on. He's showing me his hand. He's showing me his hand. I'm your true husband, man. I am the great. I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. The doctor in the sick room, the lawyer in the courtroom. I am.
Right.
Ooh, he showed me. I ain't speaking none. I'm reading. I'm experiencing this here right now.
Thank you for that event.
That's what keep me holding on.
God bless you. Thank you for that. God bless you. Powerful testimony. God bless you. All right. Elder Melvin, your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Break chains.
Well, what keeps me going, when I look at
the scripture where it says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, Melvin, anything you ask, that shall be done. So to give that some validity, I like this Isaiah 55:12. Be that it go out of my mouth, Melvin. This is my daddy talking. It shall not come back void. It shall do what I intend for it to do. I wonder why he said be that go out of my mouth, because you're going to have a lot of God with a little G. That's what he was talking about. That was promise. The first one was promise. The second one gave me hope. That put validity on his promise. All you got to do is stand on his word, and he never failed. He's never late. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank Amen. You. All right, Pastor Kemp, same thing, sir. Your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Break chain.
Well, I disagree so much with everyone. My testimony would be why I keep going, and I understand that I come to a realization from being rooted in the Word of God from a young child and raised by a godly in a godly household, and then going, you know, going astray and going and all the things that I've been through. And I heard Pastor Laquita was saying, if I would just start telling people, which you know some of the things that I've been through, that I don't know if people could handle some of the things that I've had to deal with. But for some odd reason, God blessed me. I've always had a good paying job, no matter what kind of trouble I've been through, no matter what I've done in my life. God just always just kept blessing me. And I believe that favor ain't fair. When God have his hands on you, too much is given, much is required. And God gave me certain abilities and things, and I feel that God gave it to me to share. And I'm going to do what God asked me to do. I've run. I mean, we had a saying in the street: a dog that run fast don't run long. I was in the fast lane, really in a really fast lane, and at the age of 38, I decided that I was going to start living the lifestyle that my parents, though it might have been bringing them all kind of money, but I was going to live the life that I was raised as a young kid to do, and that was to live for Christ. And I believe in the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I was being convicted throughout my life. The Bible started convicting me that I wasn't doing the right thing. And being a person with real good comprehension abilities, I was able to study and to see why God was working. He led me into the ministry. He led me to get all these different degrees because I really wanted to learn about God. And I've done so many things since I've been pastoring and things. There's nothing to brag on, but I have a litany of things that I've done in my past that and things. And the conversation that I can hold with anybody, I could sit down and they say, well, a jailbird, this man here been, you know, had been through a lot of stuff, but he could sit down with professors, doctors, lawyers, engineers, and just conversate on anyone's level. They don't know my story. My story is a blessed story from God. And so I have a lot to be thankful for. I thank him for my kids. I thank him. I was blessed. I mean, I don't have time to even just say the blessing that God had put upon me. I have nothing to do but to serve him and do what he asked me to do, because he loved me first. He loved me so much until he allowed me to not be electrocuted before, I mean, in the electric chair. He loved me so much, he protected me through all kind of injustices. And I don't have nothing in my heart but to all of you guys, but to, that I would love to just serve him. And I'm going to serve him until I leave this world. And I'm going to try to leave this legacy. I'm going to let my light shine. I'm not going to be a homemonger. I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to be a church person, a pastor that's trying to beat the people out their money, lying to them, because God bless me where I have a good income from my job that I work, the type of work that I did. So with all that said, I have nothing in my life better to do than just to serve God. It's nothing more honorable, nothing more privileged that a person could have than to serve a sovereign God. God bless you. Much love.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Much love, sir. All right. See, Pastor Joseph has joined us. Sir, you thank you for being able to get off work and come and join the last of the show. But we're going to throw you in here and get on the end here and let you answer this question. What is it that keeps you going and doing God's work? Your 2 minutes starts, sir, starts right now. Break chains.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. What keeps me going definitely is that personal relationship just with Christ, just in the time of struggles, times are up, times are down, you know, just reminiscing all the experience that we encounter, we go through, and it just seems like God just brings us out through little one-minute prayers and five-second prayers and just that personal relationship with Christ, you know, through it all, when just alone, when afraid, you know, when up, when down, that personal relationship, and he's always faithful, those little secret victories, you know, personal victories and things like that, and the situation he brings us out, that definitely keep me going. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. You know, it's something because, you know, the first thing I could say is that, you know, God loved me, gave his only begotten son for me, you know, and no matter what goes on out here, you know, it's something I got something to look forward to because, you know, it's something because James chapter 1, verse 12 says this to me. Blessed is the man that endured temptation. But when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. He loved me. I love him. So I know where I'm going. I know who I'm going to reside with in my eternal life. So I'm good. So I got something to push Amen. Forward towards. I love what I do. I love what I do.
Amen.
I love doing this. I love serving the Lord. That's what keeps me going because I know that I have another opportunity to do the work of the Lord every morning he wakes me up. So I thank God for y'all opening your hearts and giving your testimonies and sharing that with everybody because we never know who's listening out there and who's paying attention. Somebody needed to hear that. We come back. We're going to everybody take a couple seconds to say their goodnights and hang on. We'll be right back. Evangelist Queen, I need you to pray us out tonight. Everybody stand by. Let's talk about our God
Amen.
For a minute. Breaking Chains, YET Radio. We are live. Don't forget tomorrow night, the Men of Valor on 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Guess what we feel about our God? Listen to this right here.
Oh, clap your hands now.
Yeah.
Clap your hands now.
Oh.
Clap your hands like this.
Come on.
Clap your hands now.
Come on.
Clap your hands.
God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is merciful and I am blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
The Lord is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is merciful and I am blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
The Lord is so the type of love he showed, was crucified and on a third day he rose, with power in his hand, and you know that he took control over death and gave me life, and I truly know, through him that I am life and it will overflow.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And observing how he protecting me from those who hit a snare for me. And you know that he's in control. Who else can do what he did and take the five loaves? Two fish and feed 5,000, he's so powerful. And his love is great to me.
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back. We're getting ready to wrap this thing up for tonight, y'all. I want to say this to you. Let me throw this in our Black History honoree for tonight. We're just going to honor the National Negro Baseball League that started back in 1920 during this week right here. Our first game was played on the National Negro Baseball League. If you didn't know that, now you know. All took place in 1920, way before my time, but that's our Black History tip for tonight. Don't forget to exercise, do your stretching, drink 64 ounces of water, eat your vegetables and your fruit, cut back on the fried foods, and do one thing for me. At least one day out of the week, become a vegetarian. Don't eat any meat, all right? Get yourself physically and mentally healthy, and study the Word of God to show yourself approved before God, not man. Pray without ceasing. Because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We need you healthy, all right? Take care of yourselves out there. All right, take your 60 seconds, Pastor Jackson, to say your good night, sir. Go ahead.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You will never know or live the master plan until you know the master who planned it. And then study it, apply it, and live it. I love you all. God bless.
That's good right there, preacher. Thank you for that, sir. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight, man. We love you. All right.
Love you, too. Thank
Joseph.
You all.
Yes, sir. Pastor Joseph, on you, sir. Take 6 seconds and say your good nights, please.
Amen. Just want to say God bless everybody. Sweet sleep, sweet dreams. In Jesus' name, prayer is very important. Continue to stay prayed up. In Jesus' name, amen. Love
amen,
you,
amen. God bless you, sir. God bless you and your family, man. Thank you for being here tonight, man. Much love to you and your family. All right, Pastor Kemp, your good night, sir.
I just want to say a good night to each and everyone. God bless you and keep you as my prayer. Remember, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. John wrote that, and what John was letting us know that God loved us so much that he gave us his everything.
My God.
Amen. So we need to acknowledge him. That when God gave his best so we could give our best, when God gave the love of his life for our sin while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Likewise, sir.
God bless you. We love you, Pastor. Thank you very much.
All right, Evangelist, yo, good nights and pray us out, man.
Yes, sir. If the listeners don't hear nothing else after we leave this airwave here, I pray that they heard with Pastor Gip said, and all the rest. The main thing is just surrendering your life to the Lord and trusting Him. Just trusting Him and giving Him it all. Because He gave us His all, His only begotten Son. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I just thank You, Father God, for every word, every seed that was planted on tonight, God. Lord, as we leave this place, but never from Your presence, Master, Lord, we ask that these seeds grow in the ears of the listeners, God, that they may be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to them, God. And Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, Lord, we thank You for sealing every word. We thank You for bringing healing through every word that went forth on tonight, God. We thank You for breaking chains and yokes and destroying yokes, God, and bondages, God, for every word that went forth tonight, for every listener, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and even in their households, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we just thank You for You just being God all by Yourself. We thank You for health, life, and strength. We thank You that we able to even gather together, God, and learn of You, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we bless Your holy name for souls being saved tonight. We bless Your holy name, God, for minds and hearts being transformed on tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
glory,
Lord.
To God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You. Thank You, everybody, for turning us on tonight. Breaking Chains. We'll be back here tomorrow with the Men of Valor. We hit the airways 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget, be here, all right? Be on time. Have yourself a blessed evening. Remember, we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
Be blessed. Peace.
It's now time for Breaking Chains. You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.